What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Okay, so let's do a Hamza life update. Life update number one: bed is not made. Sorry, guys. Nah, it is made, to be honest. It's just not made that well. And then that in the background right there is some new gym clothes that I just purchased. But I was just scrolling down this channel here, reminiscing on the good old days. And I was, you know, I was in my mind of like, when was the best Hamza era? And I was going down and I was like, yeah, definitely around Dubia time. All the OGs know this. Amsterdam Village Girl, the Mexico sex story. There's one that popped off around here, wasn't it? Got like 600K. Yeah, this one here, How to Actually Get Rich Quick. I remember this was the start of an era, not just for me, but for YouTubers in general to make these unedited videos. These days, a lot of YouTubers are doing this sort of like unedited, plain kind of content, no clickbait, no edits. And I really think I was one of the starting people for that when I made this channel here, where I just press record and I just recorded whatever I felt like talking about. And I want to give you a lesson. This video is not going to have much value, but you might end up getting value from it, whatever. But like, I'm just going to give you a quick lesson. If you want to be a YouTuber, a really good tip that I've heard, which I implemented myself, is to think about who your favorite YouTubers are and then think about the videos you wish that they made and then make them yourself. So I would see all these successful guys, these businessmen and everything. And it was particularly with Alex Hormozi, actually. I don't follow him on this channel, but like on my main channel, I subscribe to him. You've probably seen him before, Alex Hormozi. Basically, he's like a big businessman, right? And I'd see his channel and it would always upset me that his like channel was very like clickbait, and it was very like, you know what I mean, like you'd click on it and the title was completely different to the video and it was all edited, hyper edits and everything. And I used to think to myself, man, if someone like him, like your favorite businessman, imagine if they just grabbed their camera or phone, press record and just spoke to you for like an hour, that you could plug in your earphones and basically have them like brainwash you with their thoughts and their beliefs. And I used to think how valuable that would have been. And so that's when I started at this second channel, because I was thinking, man, imagine if there's another kid out there right now who's thinking that about me, who would just want me to just keep talking about like whatever topic I'm interested in, and particularly around these times, you can see it was like self-improvement, money, relationships. And that's when this channel started to grow, and the life experiences I got because of the early days of YouTube in like 2022, where I got to go traveling around the world. I went to Mexico, Dubai, Amsterdam, Thailand, all within like 5 months. And I was just scrolling down, just like rewatching a couple of these videos, and it was so entertaining to just see like this point here when life was so simple. Like I was saying this to my girl, I miss the times when life was so simple that all that mattered was getting more subscribers and just going to the gym, building muscle. They were like my two focuses in life. And if my sub count was going up and if my like strength in the gym was going up, then my life felt like wholesome and productive. And that's what it feels like to be a masculine man. If there's one like non-spiritual wishy-washy shit like advice that I'd give you in terms of masculinity, what I'll just say, it's like just obsess over goals. And this was a really masculine period for me because I only obsessed over goals, and I didn't allow like, you know, that sort of crisis of meaning, the overthinking, the big brain to tell you like, oh, this goal's not actually that important, you should go for this goal, or don't even go for any goals at all and just be like a spiritual human being or some bullshit. Like this was a simple time before I had even discovered spirituality, where I just saw like more subscribers is a good thing, more muscle is a good thing. Every day I was doing the actions to get that, and I felt awesome. I felt like I was like succeeding and checking off what I needed to. And so if you're quite early or anywhere in your journey as a masculine man, set yourself that clear goal and just relentlessly chase after it. Like I think it was probably around here somewhere, but yeah, you see that, see the papers on my wall there. This really helped me, and I've just done this again, actually. All the OGs will know that I love to do this, where I'll write down like goals on pieces of paper and then just stick it up around my wall like this. Oh yeah, I'm back at home, by the way, if you didn't know. I've not actually posted about it yet, but I'm back at home. So I've got my goals like this. Me and my girl were in Scotland for a few months in this like beautiful, beautiful countryside. Hang on. Let's go like story time. Let's go like story time with Hamza. Get ready, boys. Get nice and comfy. I'm going to teach you some lessons that I've learned over the last few months and just like talk and shit. Hope you don't mind me recording with this Loom software thing as well. You probably want it to be like full screen. Well, I can do this. But yeah, I'm really liking this software thing that I use to record videos, which I'm doing for this second channel now, right? On these videos here, I'm really enjoying these ones. The thumbnail looks a little bit clickbaity, but like actually if you click on the videos, it's really wholesome. There's no edits, there's no nothing. It's just me recording like and giving advice to guys who have asked me for advice inside of Adonis School. And so I really like these videos. It's just nicer recording with this software because then I don't have to set up my phone. I don't have to set up my camera, check the lens, check the microphone. I just press record on this and it just works. So I like that. But yeah, me and my girl were in... We're in Scotland for like this fatherhood chapter, you know, living with each other and seeing how it was when we lived together. What's going to happen to our relationship? Are we going to get complacent and stuff? And that's exactly what happened. I find it so fucking difficult to be living with my girl and not get complacent, not fall off how hard I could grind. And she did as well. And so it was like a lovely time. Like we got there in November and it was a lovely time leading up to Christmas. I had my first Christmas, like official Christmas ever, because I'm brown, so we don't really celebrate that. And it was like awesome. We just ate a bunch of junk food, watched stuff. I watched like TV shows and movies for the first time in like 3 years straight, and I actually cried to one as well. I watched the movie Lion, and yeah, it was an amazing time. But then after that first month, we stayed for another month, and in that second month things went downhill. Like both of us just got really complacent. She gained weight, and this is her words, not mine. I'm not just calling her fat and being weird, but then she started to feel really bad about that, and so she got like less happy and less confident and stuff. And you know, I'm fine. I've been weightlifting for 10 years, so if my body fat percentage goes up by like 2%, I look good anyway. But like for most other people, if they gain like 2, 3, 5 pounds of fat, like that means a lot to them. For me it doesn't, because it's just like a bulk. I'm used to it now. But yeah, so she started to get really upset with that, and then it was a struggle to lose weight, to lose fat for her whilst we were there, because it was just the lifestyle we were like kind of in then. And you know, we were in the middle of the countryside, so it was quite hard to be motivated to go to the gym, which was a 20-minute drive away, and it was like this tiny little broken down gym and everything. And I remember it started to get really bad that I was saying to her like, it's just crazy that when we live together, it's like our life goes worse. But when we live separately and then we meet up like once a week, it's like the best our relationship is. So that's where I'm currently up to with fatherhood. I know that you're probably not considering like having children just yet, but it's just something to bear in mind that one of the obstacles will be living with your girl, because obviously you'll probably want to do that when you're having children, live in the same house as each other. But it can get really difficult because it's just so strange that the moment you live with a girl, that's when the relationship just goes really fucking weird, and both of you turn in way more into friends rather than lovers and partners. And you try and keep up like the sexual polarity. You try and, I don't know, speak with your deep sexy voice and act like an alpha male and shit, but like it's very hard because when she sees you 24/7 and she smells your doo-doo, like she smells your shit 24/7, not 24/7, but you know, when she smells your shit every day, you smell hers. It's very hard to suddenly switch it up and just be romantic and polarized and like, you know, like how James Bond would look at a woman compared to like, she's at home right now, I'm at home, she'll come visit me like once a week. And when she does visit me once a week, imagine how polarized we're going to be because we haven't seen each other for the week. And so we've moved back home, and already in just the first few days of me being back home, my productivity is sky high. My drive is fucking huge. Like you don't realize how privileged you are to be at home with your family right now and to not be like living with your girl. I know that many guys are watching this and you know, you really want a girlfriend. You really want to have sex. You want to have that life, but there's the grass is always greener. Like when I overdo it, not overdo it, but you know, when I go and experience that life of like being really close to a girl and you come back to like your own space when you live by yourself and you can just focus on your own goals, you realize just how much of a privilege it is and how fast you can grow. Like I'm finding myself literally have like 3, 4, 5 hours free in the day and I get everything done. And I'm literally like, oh fuck, like I'm not used to having so much extra free time that I can just put into more goals. So I literally need to go and think about more things I can do to just make more progress and goals because I've got the free time here. And it's weird because I know for a fact what's happened before and it will happen again. Our relationship will improve as well. So it's just interesting to keep this like in the back of your mind for when you get into a serious relationship with a girl and it gets more and more serious and eventually you want to travel together, then you want to move in together. I'm not saying don't move in together, but I'm just saying like be ready for what's going to happen. You think you're this disciplined guy that 1 month, 2 months after living together, it's like you lose a lot of that drive. You're a tamed lion. And yeah, it can be quite problematic. It can be like the destruction of some relationships. That's why we just pulled out of it last minute, left the Airbnb we were in. We still have like time left in there, but we just left that, went back home. And now what I want to do is just do like a big period of like, kind of like a big drive to just two big goals that I have right now, which is growing my main YouTube channel, which then will funnel into all of everything else I have. Adonis Gang, which is my free community. Adonis School, which is my paid community. And then that's how much like profit we make this year as well. And I really want to get into what I'm calling hyper masculine identity fitness, HMIF. So basically, the last years I've only focused on money, and that's been my like biggest goal. And it probably is for you, right? Your biggest goal right now is probably money, right? I've actually realized that what's more important than money is actually your fitness, because last year I sacrificed my fitness for money and I made a fuck ton of money, but I still wasn't like satisfied with life, because you've got to have both. If you let your fitness go to work on your business or for any other reason, like you're in a relationship, life loses a lot of its masculine zest when you're not training hard physically in the gym, kickboxing, weightlifting, whatever, even running as well. And so this year I've realized that my biggest goal is literally just like what I'm calling hyper masculine fitness, which is that I want to get like strong as fuck. I want to get like stocky and thick. I want to get like a thick fucking neck, which looks strong and everything. I don't want to have like the femme aesthetic look anymore. And I want to have more of this like stocky look. Like if you've been following me for a while, you may remember me. You may remember me from the aesthetic body video. Let's have a look if it's still there. There's loads of kids like copying my video now. And it's so interesting that you copy a video title and you get a fuck ton of views. Like this kid's got 3 million there. And look at the fucking title, literally like simplified, no bullshit guys. But yeah, so this is one of the most viewed videos in the fitness niche out there. 4.8 million views. This is where you probably discovered my videos. And it's basically me talking about how to build like an aesthetic body, and that's what you need to be trying to build in the gym instead of just like, you know, building strength and shit. Because before this point, 4 years ago online, it was so weird. It was like you couldn't admit that you were building muscle to look good for girls. You had to do this like cute, like stupid, wholesome shit of like being like, oh, I don't care about girls, I'm just doing it for me. And I was the first person to come online and say like, yes, I'm doing it for girls because I'm motivated by women. What the fuck? Like, am I the only non-gay person here? And it took the internet by storm. Other guys resonated with it. You probably did as well. You probably, as much as that little stupid gay voices in your mind telling you like, no, I don't do this for girls, I just do this for me. You know for a fact you're motivated by girls. Stop being like a fucking liar, right? Most guys are. I don't know why the fuck like a few years ago, like no guy would admit it online that he was going to the gym to attract women. And so all guys were doing like this stupid workout routine with like just heavy lifting and drinking a gallon of milk and looking like this guy on the left, like fat but strong. And I was the first person to come on the scene and say like, no, we should push for this aesthetic look. I actually think I'm kind of outgrowing it. I think it served me really well. But one of the things I've found is when you have this aesthetic look and you looks max in the modern day, you build attractiveness, you know, like for the female gaze, but for the masculine female gaze. So you've probably heard the term before, male gaze, female gaze. Well, there's a new term I'm going to tell you right now. There's the masculine female gaze. So the female, like the woman who's masculine. And then there's the feminine female gaze. People have never spoken about this before. And they're two separate things. You see, a masculine woman is more attracted to today's look in young guys, which is like the TikTok boy. So when you see, you know, like TikTok boys and they pop off, this is like the meta for young guys, right? TikTok boy look, like this shit. These guys are the ones who, like, when they're young, like, a lot, not, like kind of like this look there, the one on the right. Cute, looks kind of soft, kind of looks like Justin Bieber. He does his hair and stuff like this shit, right? The girls, like, a lot of young girls love guys like this. What people online don't actually clarify is that masculine girls like guys like this. This is why you're seeing more and more that this is like, you know, so many guys are adopting this look. It's because more girls are getting masculine because men are so fucking weak. And so someone commented this on this video here on my second channel where they were like, oh no, looks maxing is easy. Just do this. Grow your TikTok hair, boy. Get plump lips and stuff. And I was thinking like, no. You need to identify first what kind of like woman you want to attract. If you're trying to attract a masculine woman, then yeah, go for this like cute look where you've got like soft features and stuff. And you're still, you know, you're attractive and you're still lean, but it's like, that's why it's called TikTok boy, not TikTok man, because you're attracting like basically women who are going to polarize you because they're actually more masculine. So what's interesting is these guys who look so great and stuff, they attract girls who are actually quite like mean to them in the same way. They attract girls who aren't like that beautiful feminine kind of woman to them. They attract more girls who have a lot more of this masculine energy. And that's probably not what you actually want if you're watching a guy like me, right? You probably want a feminine woman. That's what the online space doesn't really teach you to attract. And what I've realized is you don't really attract beautiful feminine women when you look like this skinny little cute boy. You attract beautiful feminine women when you look like the hyper masculine version of yourself. Because you've got to polarize, right? So the softer features that you have, like the cute long hair, because what does long hair look like? It makes you look kind of like a girl, right? It makes you look more feminine. And someone's going to comment, oh, but actually, Hamza, masculine men used to... Yeah, sure, okay. Masculine men used to have long hair 1,000 years ago. Yeah, nice. But like these days, not really. These days, it's more of the cute, like little femboys style who have... And you know, they're the ones like dancing and being cute and stuff on the fucking internet and stuff. They're like literally, it's all displays of femininity. And why? Because they're trying to attract masculine women because you need to polarize. And so it's the exact opposite. If you want to attract a feminine woman, you should be doing the exact opposite of this. Now, muscle and low body fat's always going to help you, but like the aesthetic body is more for attracting masculine girls. I didn't really know this back then because I didn't know much about masculine feminine polarity, but the meta for attracting a feminine woman is to build your hyper masculine identity, your hyper masculine character. And that's basically, it's like dimorphism. It's stuff that shows extreme masculinity. So basically thick neck, thick traps, buzz cut hair, like this guy here, Austin something, he looks good for this. This is more of a hyper masculine look where he's got short hair. He's still attractive, but he looks way more masculine than the guy who's got like long cute hair and stuff. Like if I show you like TikTok boys, you can tell what kind of TikTok boy, you can tell what type of girl these guys will be attracted. You can just tell for like straight away, they'll be attracting girls who are in more of the dominant position in the relationship. And you probably don't want to be in that situation if you're watching my videos. So what you don't want is TikTok boy aesthetic physique type of shit. What you want is like fucking stocky alpha male physique. Stocky alpha male. Let me try and find you one. Like stocky, thick physique. Yeah, you probably want more like this. Like, you can imagine what kind of woman this man's going to attract. Now, in a relationship, he might end up being like a feminine man or something, fine. But if we assume that how he looks is what his sexual energy is like, so he looks very masculine. He looks like a fucking, like, this is like a caveman kind of guy, right? You can imagine what his woman's going to look like. Like a 5'2" blonde girl that like, and I might be wrong. It might be like some really masculine woman, but I'm just judging just by appearances here, that you're more likely to meet a feminine woman who is the kind of partner that you probably want if you're watching me, if you look like thick, if you look like more of a masculine, like Chad, alpha male, Adonis and stuff. So if you've got a thicker beard, if you've got shorter military style hair, like the ultimate fucking guys like Jocko Willing, look at this guy, literally looks like Action Man. Joey, 4-digit testosterone kind of guy, like thick guy, right? He's not cute at all, right? Imagine like the kind of girl who likes TikTok boys will think that he's ugly, right? And like, think about that. It's like the kind of girl who's got mental health problems, who uses TikTok, would think that this guy is unattractive. Okay, well, we weren't trying to attract that TikTok girl anyway. The kind of like cute, more mature woman who we can assume would have more feminine features would be more attracted to a masculine man. And so what are the symbols of masculine men? Beard, short hair, very thick neck, very thick and stocky physiques, not an aesthetic body. Like I'm realizing now the aesthetic bodies are like a very like feminine physique. It's still a nice physique, like it's still muscular and stuff, but it's still more on the feminine side. You want to have more of like the thicker side, not just body fat, but like you're just bigger everywhere. Like, who can I even show you, man? like bigger front delts, bigger traps, bigger neck, bigger forearms, like that kind of look. That's maybe what you'll want to be building. I wanted to make this, I was going to make this a main channel video, but I'll just tell you that now. That's what I'm building now. I don't want like the sort of weak femme aesthetic look where you're really lightweight and you're like, your waist is really small because, you know, you've dieted down and you've got a slightly nice lat and you've got like a nice jawline. That stuff's cute. But the kind of women that I attracted when I had the aesthetic physique and I lived like that pretty boy lifestyle, they were all like hardened masculine women. And of course you can have the aesthetic physique, but like have the masculine, you know, Chad identity and you're so masculine, fine. But in general, how you look and how you train is all going to determine the kind of man that you also are. And so when I was developing the aesthetic body physique, it kind of made me like feel a bit more feminine because I was so obsessed with my looks, and therefore I attracted more masculine women as well. So it's just a little warning for you if you're trying to build that. That's why I think the Adonis Protocol workout is really fucking good, because that makes you look like a like an alpha Chad. So if you go onto the top link in the description of this video, it's completely for free. Just join Adonis Gang, which is our free community. And inside of there, if you click on the classroom section, the Adonis Protocol, there's a workout inside of there that I've put together for young guys. So this is like a full self-improvement protocol, kind of like Monk Mode, but even better. And this is the workout that'll make you look like thick. It's got like the neck curls in there, it's got snatches, so that's good for the overhead, and that's good for the front delts as well. It gives you more of this like thick look instead of like more of the more of like the femme weak and cute look. And of course if you're like 15 years old and you just want to attract girls, I totally understand, because there's not that many hyper feminine girls out there, especially young girls who have been bastardized by feminism and everything. But yeah, this was just an insight. I'm sure that like 90% of guys listening to this won't understand it, but I'm sure that 10% of guys will be like, oh fuck, that's actually so fucking true. I should actually change my workout routine and the way that I look, because I don't want to look cute. If you look cute, you're going to attract a woman who's probably more hardened and masculine. You probably don't want that. I think that's the last thing that I was going to talk about back at home for the foreseeable future, which is kind of strange because I'm a millionaire now as well, by the way. It depends. Like, it's weird calling yourself a millionaire or a billionaire, because like no one actually has a billion in like their bank account. Not many millionaires even have like a million in their bank account either, because obviously you don't just keep it all in cash and stuff. But like, I made over $1 million last year. I profit like 50k, whatever, like a fucking huge amount of money. And yeah, it's kind of strange moving back in with your parents' house when you make so much money. But the reason why I'm here is just because I've never found a place where I'm happier and also as productive to my goals. It's just insane, isn't it? Like, I could go move out right now. You can go, like, because I'm sure that there'll be some kid thinking, no, if you were rich, you wouldn't live at home. You can literally go and see how many people are inside of Adonis School right now, right? You can go click on the second link in this description, see how many members we have, see how much they're paying each. Go and do the calculation. It's $150,000 per month. It's fucking huge. It's fucking huge how much I make. So this year, if it doesn't even grow, it's going to be 1.8 million, and it will fucking grow. It will get to 10K by the end of the year, or at least 5K, right? So that means that by the end of the year, I'll be making at least $500,000 every month. And here I am in my parents' house. The reason why is because this has been the only environment that I've lived in which has been perfectly optimized for my growth. And you don't realize how powerful that is. I've moved out multiple times and it's always been a massive fucking distraction of friction and waste of time and potential. And what I wrote down is I wanted an environment where the only discomfort that I faced was from pursuing my goals, not from the environment itself. Like, I don't like this idea of like, oh yeah, go move out because then you'll become a man. And then you have to like, you know, take care of the house by yourself. It's like, why the fuck would I want to do that like low wage kind of job when I can like focus on my goals, which is far more rewarding and still challenging. The only challenge that I want in my day is the challenge from pursuing my goals. Why would I want some random fucking challenge that like, I live in some apartment or some house and like the boiler's just broken down or I need to go order food or something, when I have a family who does that stuff for me so my brain can be kept on my business? It just makes more sense. It's just more intelligent, right? And so I've moved around. I went to Scotland with my girl, went to Thailand, Bali, Dubai, London, and where else as well? Sussex, Cotswolds. I've been so many places. This is the place where it's interesting because I'm the happiest and also the most productive to my goals. So I won't stay here forever, but I am going to stay here for at least the foreseeable future for a little while and just rinse out this place, rinse out this environment, how much I can grow here. And super excited for it, man. Literally come here straight away. Imagine being in like a rut where you've been eating like, excuse me, imagine being in a rut where you've been eating like worse food and stuff, and you've been, you know, like wasting time and stuff, and then you go and suddenly you've got that drive back where you're hitting double workouts and you're working super hard and you feel proud of yourself and everything like that. That's where I'm up to right now, and it feels fucking awesome to be here. So I'm going to be posting daily to this second channel, Hamza Unfiltered, these kinds of videos. If you're like a bit mature and you're looking at the thumbnails and being, oh, it's a bit clickbaity and stuff, just fucking ignore the thumbnails, click on it anyway, because inside of the video, it's like just pure low dopamine, a screen recorded video like this with me just giving unedited advice to a young guy who's asked me like a question. So just keep watching those videos because I think you'll really like them. And on the main channel, I'll keep refining it and stuff, but on the main channel I really want that to grow this year, so I'm going to be doing just one video a week that we really want to get like more young guys into the whole the movements and everything else. So I'm going to be posting one video that I want it to perform, I want it to get views and stuff. You might like the video, you might not, who cares, but like I'm going to do that, and we're going to push for 4 million subscribers this year. I might end up getting the whole spiritual revelation shit again and just be thinking, yep, subscribers and money doesn't even matter in life, just go and do breath work. But as of right now, this is my plan. I want to be almost double my audience this year, because that will just perfectly funnel to Adonis Gang, then Adonis School. That means that every young man who's come in is going to the Adonis Protocol and actually like doing healthy habits with his life. I've changed the world. I've changed like the planet and humanity forever if I achieve my goals. How fucking weird is that? I've just told you the goals that I've set for this year. I will change the course of humanity forever if I achieve the goals that we're talking about. If I get an extra 1.7 million subscribers watching like the YouTube videos, which are going to be like self-improvement related, and then over a million people will join Adonis Gang and go through the Adonis Protocol, which is like a self-improvement plan, and it's all like, it's all free and everything. I will literally change the trajectory of mankind if I achieve my goals this year. It's a lot of pressure and responsibility for a young man, isn't it? That's why we meditate, bro. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.